Welcome to Savvy Offer Hub, a podcast created to help you scale your business with digital products step by step in a way that works for you. My name is Eva and I'm here to bring you years of behind the scenes experience and insights to help you to create the business you love, seeking the path of least resistance, simplicity, and taking messy action is what we're all about around here. I hope this podcast will inspire you to take that next step. Welcome back to yet another episode of the Savvy Offer Hub podcast. Today, we have a juicy topic on our hands, and that is whether online courses are still profitable. Is it still a viable idea to create a course in 2025? Can you actually make real money with courses, or is this concept dead? And this is where I want to get started. Before I actually jump into the whole premise of this episode, I want to talk about that concept of courses or any other offers really, and any other type of offers or products or online presence being dead. There will always be people who announce that something is no longer a thing, right? And we have to like understand the main reasons why they do this. First of all, many of them just didn't make it work for themselves. You will see people announcing that SEO is dead, like Google is not ranking blog posts anymore, ads don't really work, Instagram is not working, email marketing is not working. You will always find, no matter what you're thinking about, you can definitely find a group of people online who will loud and proud say that, yes, this is dead, this is not working, it's not a thing anymore. And it's the same for online courses. If you have been in online space these days, like for example, you've been reading threads or you're on Instagram, you will notice that there's always people promoting something opposite of courses. And they're the ones usually being the loudest about the idea that courses are dead. And yes, at the end of the day, it's just a marketing strategy. It's easier to sell something that they are doing. It's easier to like highlight the benefits of it if they can, in comparison, like announce something as not working. And that's why there's a lot of noise in the online space. And that's why it's so hard to truly figure out like what to do as you're creating your digital product, because there will always somebody be saying like, this is the best thing. At the same time, there will be like equal amount of people saying this is the worst thing, right? So it can be a wild journey, but I think it's just important to remember that no matter what opinions you come across, it's just an opinion. It's their own personal experience, or it's just the perspective that they have taken on themselves, either for marketing or for any other reasons. And now if we shift to actual focus on courses, like do courses actually still work in 2025? Are people likely to buy them? And is this a profitable business idea for you to actually create an online course? Or is this just something that you will put out there and nobody will care for? My short answer to this is that yes, you can still earn profit, like you can still make a lot of money from online courses. But there are several things to keep in mind as you are about to do that. And one of the biggest reasons why so many people like to say that, you know, courses is not a thing anymore, we have to be looking at like other offers, like maybe memberships, group coaching programs, more support, more of that and this and whatnot. One of the main reasons is that many people started with online courses in COVID times. The world as it was a completely different. The online course scene was completely different when it was COVID, right? We were all at home. We had nothing to do. We had all the time in the world. People were very likely to buy any random course coming their way. So the sales were peaking. It was easy to create. It was easy to sell. Like the whole thing was like a whole different ballgame, right? But it was a completely different scenario. It was a completely different ballgame as it is right now. Is it harder to sell these days than it was in COVID times? Yes. Is it harder to sell these days than it was in 2018 when courses like just became a thing? Yes, but I wouldn't particularly even say that it's harder per se. It's just a bit different, and it's important that as you go into course creation, you just consider those potential differences. The main thing that will really make all the difference in whether or not your course will be successful is your reasoning behind creating it. Are you creating it because somebody told you to do that? Or are you creating it because you feel like it's gonna be the perfect fit offer for your audience? Are you creating it because you want that quick passive income? Or are you creating it because it just makes sense in your customer journey? You want to be selling such offer, you want to be showing up for it, you want to be adding it in your blog posts, in your podcast episodes, you want to be talking about it, you feel like it's the perfect concept for your audience to like go through the things that you're teaching and that you're helping with. The course itself, like the concept of online course, is not make or break kind of a deal. It really, really depends on what it is that you're serving your audience with, what it is that you're helping them with, in what way you are showing up, and whether or not having a course actually fits within that picture. The truth is, there will always be people who prefer to buy a course and go through the material on their own in their own time. So if you feel like you have to shift your course idea into something else just to make the sales, that is not true. If you know that that course idea makes sense for your customers and this is like the best packaging for that offer, just go for it. There really is no reason not to create an online course because it just can be sold in so many different ways. It's still one of the easiest offers to sell because it's evergreen, right? You don't have to be present in group support. You don't have to be present in Q&As. You don't have to be present like in Telegram, Voxer, whatever that might be. You can still create and profit from fully evergreen offers just as well. And even though it seems that everyone is like moving away from this idea, there are still people out there buying these offers, right? And despite the fact that you might feel like in the online bubble, there are like more popular other ideas that everyone is going for, and you can explore those as well, right? If you want to create a mastermind, if you want to create a membership, you can go for any of that. And your course can later down the line, it can also become a part of another offer, right? It's not that you create a course and this is what you're stuck with for from now on. You can create a course and later like add it into any other offers you're creating. So if you feel like there might be a shift happening later for you, but you want to start with a course, there really is no reason not to. And at the same time, if you want to create a course and you just feel like this is gonna be your offer, like this type of an offer is your calling and you're really excited to put it out there, just go for it. Again, there really is no reason not to. And yes, you can still make money with online courses. One last thing I really want to mention is that when it comes to selling these days, why I started by saying that it can be harder to sell, because there has been a shift in the way people make these buying decisions. But again, this is just like a general shift that we see happening in the online space. And it doesn't mean that it will apply to every single person in your audience. There are still people who make these buying decisions in instant. There are people who are more likely to spend more on courses, right? However, in general, there has been a shift where people are just more mindful about the purchases they make. There are a lot more courses out there these days than there were like 10 or even 5 years ago, right? So there's a lot more offers to choose from. And that's why I have also often talked about like your online presence, like on Instagram, email marketing, any other type of actual connection with your audience, because that will be that deciding factor that will make that decision for them more easily. When they see you, when they know you, they get to know you, your experience, and they get interested in that, they are a lot more likely to buy your specific offer. And it doesn't matter by then that there are like 200 or thousands of the same offers out there, right? It doesn't matter that there are other courses like yours because they're buying from you. They want to learn from you because of who you are as you're showing up. That is one of the aspects that you need to keep in mind, that One of the shifts that has happened is that mindfulness factor. People are more mindful about where they are putting their money in, and it doesn't matter what is the price. It can be $20, it can be $200 or $2K. It doesn't really matter what is the price point. People are more mindful about who they are investing in, what is the product they're going to be getting, and whether or not they really need it right now. I do hope that you use this episode as encouragement in your course creation journey if you feel like this is something you want to create, because having an online course can later open your doors to like so many other opportunities if you do feel like exploring them. So starting with self-paced evergreen course is definitely a great step in the digital product world. And if that's something you want to be exploring and like you're ready to see where this could take you, I'll be excited to see you inside our Kickstart Your Course Challenge as well. The challenge is about to start April 14th, so it is a time-sensitive offer. If you're listening in real time, you can still save your spot. And this challenge, it's a 14-day challenge that will guide you through everything you need to know to plan, create, and launch your online course. This is your chance to really fast speed that creation process, understand all you need to do to make it happen, and put that offer finally out there. I know usually people, when they come to me, when they are in my spaces, they have already been thinking about creating an online course for a while, and there just always seem to be so many different reasons to postpone it for just a bit later, right? And if you're currently in that cycle of like thinking that yes, you will do a course, but you'll do it just a bit later, then this is my invitation to you, really, just to finally get it done. It doesn't have to be complicated. It can be a step-by-step process, which is exactly what I'm going to be getting you through in the challenge, through the challenge. And this challenge really will just help you to like understand all the parts that you need to know of this whole process. So if you're ready to make it happen, I'll be excited to see you in there. You'll find the link in description. That will be from me for this episode, and I hope to see you in the next one.